The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
More than 80% of work from home staff, that's 4 in 5, say they're watching the telly on the job. They're tuning in for an average of 2 hours a day. To discuss this further, we're joined by Henry McKean. Henry, before we get into anything else about your report, have you personally, when working from home, sat down in front of Richard and Judy?
Oh, Richard and Judy. Wow. I used to watch Richard and Judy years ago. Not so much now. But yeah, of course. Of course I've had the TV on at home.
Shocked.
Like, and for the listeners out there, you have a TV on here in studio, but that's okay because you're watching news channel.
It's election coverage.
It's the UK election.
Although on the weekends it becomes kids' TV and it stays on anyway because it's shiny.
Sometimes outside they have Home and Away on. And that's in the office, but it's so true. And more than 80% of us actually admit to watching TV at home when we should be working. And this is the thing. It's all changed since COVID. Everything's out the window. During the Football World Cup in 2022, do you remember out in Qatar, the game started at 10 a.m. I was watching them at 10 a.m. The Euros is on at the moment, and I'm watching the odd lunchtime game. I have to say that. But it's purely research. But yeah, this study, 2,000 hybrid workers admitted to watching programmes like Come Dine With Me, Homes Under the Hammer, Loose Women, and the worst for it are actually the Gen Zs, the young people. 91% of them are there watching TV at home when they should be working. But the thing is it really that bad to be watching Countdown? And I'm going to use, I'm not sure if it's bad language, but bear with me. So today is Wednesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursdays are called twat days. Twat days. These are the days that people go into the office. They don't go in on a Monday and a Friday. They hardly ever go in. So those Mondays and Fridays, yeah, you're going to have the TV on. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you have the TV on? Anyway, here are people half admitting to watching TV when they should be at work.
Homes Under the Hammer.
Homes Under the Hammer. Can you understand why 80% of staff working from home admit to watching TV on the job? The average is about 2 hours.
I work from home a lot, but I would never have time to watch television during the day. So, I find
it very...
You
wouldn't put it on?
No.
You wouldn't put on the Today Show with Dohi and Maura?
No, because I'm working.
Because you're working. Have it on in the background as company?
No way.
Would you get the wash on? Would you get the washing out on the line? Anything like that, briefly?
Maybe in the morning, but no, like when they're working.
You're working.
Yeah.
Generally, I don't. My husband watches too much TV, so he makes up for what I watch.
Would he watch it during work hours when he should be working?
He has a little bit, actually, I have to say, I've noticed. But generally during his lunch hour. So if it's his lunch hour, he'll put the TV on.
During the Euros, I admit I'd put on a sneaky lunchtime match. I could, you know, actually say it was research. Do you ever put the TV on when you should be working?
Yeah, not so much now. At the start of COVID, I would have done. We would have put on Netflix when things were quieter. But now work's busier, so I don't really have the flexibility to do it.
No, the TV isn't probably the main distraction when I'm working from home.
What's the distraction? Is it the housework? Is it the rest of the family?
Probably the housework and the kids. Maybe when the kids are in school, then it's easier to work from home. But when they're off, it's probably easier to come into the office.
So at the moment, it's tough. They're making a racket at home. They're broken up for the summer.
Yeah, which is why I'm in the office, yeah.
I'm watching Netflix, yeah.
So you do put Netflix on when you should be working?
Yeah. No, it's sometimes when I need to have, let's say, doing repetitive stuff, keeps me actually to focus because then, you know, I don't get distracted on things. So I get that to make, like, background noises.
So the Netflix helps you concentrate?
No, it's not that it's boring. It's just it's repetitive. So, you know, when you do the repetitive things, I guess your mind starts, you know, just, you know, browsing around and you think about, oh, I should get laundry, I should get lunch. So instead you get that, when you want that little bit of distraction, you go that, but actually it gets me up, staying productive.
Bored, stupid. Lunchtime, what's it? The police thing, what's that?
The bill?
You like to watch repeats of The Bill?
Yes.
Bangers and Cash.
Oh, yeah. And you like that one too?
Yeah, well, he does.
So, Henry, productivity has gone out the window, I guess.
Well, I mean, The Bill. I haven't watched The Bill in years. It used to be absolutely massive. But with all these terrestrial channels, why wouldn't you watch The Bill? And this is the interesting thing about this survey, that people are watching terrestrial TV, as we heard there, that Italian lady, she's watching Netflix. But terrestrial TV still has another day in it. Like, I know, for example, sometimes you go on the Today Show, and I do too, with Dohi and Maura, and the amount of people that say, so on the Today Show. And I'm like,
I'm always missing. Why weren't you in work?
I mean, what were you doing watching daytime TV? Why weren't you in the office or in the factory making the biscuits? But yeah, this study by Toner Giant say that the pandemic has transformed our relationship with the workplace with big distractions like TV. And many experts actually say this hybrid and flexible working can improve our well-being. And we do get the work done. As long as we get the work done, by the end of the day, it's okay. It's all about trust. Here is Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of WorkWise. He joins us working from home.
There's no question people are working from home and watching television, but it's not really that big an issue. I mean, firstly, you've got to realise a lot of people are working from home on their own and they are looking for distraction, and they used to have that at the coffee machine or the water cooler, and they don't get those moments. The second thing is, the reality is the biggest distraction we have is ourselves. So we are very good at working hard and then suddenly just picking up our phone and staring at it. So it's not just a television. We have so many ways to distract ourselves. So I wouldn't be worried too much about the television. I'd worry about the fact that it's much, much more difficult than it has ever been before, with the constant barrage of messages as well as exciting things that we can do online. And I think that's a real challenge. This research, however, is great for all the senior executives who have this view that working from home doesn't work and everybody should be back in the office 5 days a week. And, you know, it's not really the case, right? The reality is, if you have a worker who likes what they do, an employee who enjoys their job, they will work hard. It doesn't mean they're not going to take breaks, but they'll get the work done. And the kind of rule we always say is, as long as you are able to measure people's productivity, so you know if they're doing a good job, it shouldn't be about seeing them doing a good job. It's about knowing that they are doing a good job and you trust them, you will get a lot more out of them. The reality is that someone can be sitting at their desk 5 days a week and they can be on Facebook, they can be looking to work, and they can be doing no work whatsoever, emailing their friends. So the reality is, it doesn't really matter where we are. It's really about the outputs we create regardless of our environment.
That was Peter Cosgrove there, Managing Director of FutureWise. A lot of texts coming in, people saying things like, you're going to ruin hybrid working for everyone with this. I'm sure most people who are working from home are more productive than if they're at the office. People DOS at the office as well. And there's a fair compendium of evidence looking at productivity to suggest exactly that. Another one says, I spend hours sending texts to radio stations that don't get read out. Don't tell the boss. Sure, send us in your name and I'll be sure not to mention it. And another, which just, I think the phrase is, it takes all sorts. I put Wimbledon on the TV downstairs while I work upstairs. I don't watch it. I just like to hear the players grunt.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
It's definitely something.
And the whole grunting thing is interesting because, you know, the ladies sometimes
grunt. There's layers. There's layers.
And sometimes the men don't.
Freud, let's not go anywhere near any of it, Henry. Now, in all of this, there will be people who are saying, I have to go and sit at a cash register for 9 hours a day.
Yeah.
I have to go sit in a digger for 9 hours a day. I have to go drive a taxi for 9 hours a day. What about me?
Well, this is really, really true. And, you know, one of the reasons why people do it is when they're at home, they're lonely. They like, as you said, have Wimbledon on in the background just for a little bit of, you know, company, really. And that's why they do it. And those people who drive taxis or do a job like they have to go to the office, they can, as you mentioned, they can DOS, they can make small talk at the water cooler, they can
But do they feel
out.
Like they're missing out not being at home?
Well, the stuff on TV, let's be frank about it during the day, the quality is really mixed. There is some good quality stuff out there. You know, they're not missing out. And they can look at their phones, and they do. I did get to speak to an honest office worker who's really honest about things.
I don't begrudge somebody who takes a bit of entertainment in the midst of their wage slavery.
And you see it as wage slavery. We're all slaves to the man.
Ultimately, you will become homeless if you don't sell your labour. I mean, so we are kind of forced to do that. So I don't begrudge anyone who has a bit of entertainment.
Just to get through. And are you happy in your job?
Reasonably. I don't actually work from home, so I kind of am a bit jealous of the people that do.
So what do you do for a living?
Answering emails all day, and more or less.
So you work in an office, you'd prefer to be at home. How do you get through that if the office is a bit boring?
almost everyone in every office is looking at their phone a good bit of the day. They'd be looking at television or emptying the washing machine. Yeah, I mean, you can't expect like 100%. I mean, we're not robots. Your mind needs to look at something, you know, like we're not robots. We're just programmed to work. The only thing an employer really needs to care about is the work being done. So if you're slacking off whilst also getting it done, you might get it done a bit quicker so you can just like look at your phone or whatever. I think that's grand.
Seems very unfair if he's answering emails all day that he can't do it at home, Henry.
Well, I mean, you know, answering emails can be really quite boring. And what's wrong having a TV on in the background? Like, let's be frank about it. What is wrong with that? Because if you're in a busy office or a busy shop, there's going to be background noise. I think if it's okay to watch a bit of TV. It's all changed. We live in a different world now since COVID. Watching TV all day long, what's wrong with that? And men watch more of it than ladies.
The big question I have in all of this is, does the bill still exist?
No.
Or is it just reruns that people are watching?
It's reruns. It was very, very popular. I used to love the theme tune.
It was huge.
And I still, do you know when a police car goes past or a Garda car, I sing it in my head to this day. It was that popular.
This whole thing has been worth it for that insight into your brain, Henry. Henry McKean there on why 80% of us watch TV when we're working from home.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.